This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Hundreds of Chicagoans learned how they could get more involved in their communities at Malcolm X College on the West Side this weekend. City Civics Day is an annual event organized by two city hall departments. The goal is to educate Chicagoans about how they can help address problems in their communities, such as gun violence and access to healthy food. Mia Pitts from Bronzeville attended a session about utilizing vacant city land. Panelists shared how they transformed unused lots into community assets.
It was affirming to hear, you know, people at that level speak about the same things that I'm interested in. And it lets me know that, like, I'm kind of on the right path with the way that I'm thinking and want to move forward with my ideas.
Organizers said about 2,000 people reserved tickets for this year's event. The Illinois Innocence Project wants to increase compensation for those who are exonerated from a wrongful criminal conviction. Currently, the state pays an exoneree a lump sum amount based on how many years they were locked up. This averages out to a little over $11,000 a year. Stephanie Campbell says that is not enough.
They've been stolen from their families and their communities. They've been taken from them. And so the injustice that they suffered is not just them. It's their families. It's their communities.
She heads the Illinois Innocence Project, a nonprofit based in Springfield that works to free those who are wrongfully convicted. They are working with Democratic State Senator L.G. Sims on a measure that would raise the amount to $50,000 per year spent in prison. The Chicago City Clerk's Office plans to raise prices to bring in more revenue as the city faces a massive budget gap. The City Clerk's Office says higher fees will bring in roughly $4 million annually once fully implemented. Clerk Anna Valencia says one pack of daily parking passes will go up from $8 to $15 next year. The price for an annual parking permit for zoned neighborhoods is also being raised for the first time since 1998. It will increase by $5 increments, increasing to $35 by 2026. But Valencia says there is one group who will be getting a reprieve.
Next year, we are going to freeze the senior city sticker at $36. And with our seniors on fixed income, I just think it's fair that we keep that frozen for them.
The city clerk's office also hopes to waive late fees for city stickers for 1 month next year. Hubbard Street Dance Chicago is now the sole concert dance company authorized to stage work from legendary choreographer Bob Fosse and his third wife, actress Gwen Verdon. The dance company will begin performing Sweet Gwen Sweet this weekend and next. Their daughter, Nicole Fosse, started the Verdon Fosse Legacy Foundation in 2013 to preserve and promote her parents' contributions to the world of dance.
Now he's being established and recognized as a choreographer of, dare I say, more substance than just Broadway. And I put just in quotes there.
Bob Fosse has influenced dance styles of artists like Michael Jackson and Beyonce. Some more things you should know today. Chicagoans packed a far south side church yesterday to honor and mourn Chicago police officer Enrique Martinez. The Sun-Times reports the 26-year-old was shot and killed during a traffic stop last week. The memorial mass was held at St. Christina Church in Mount Greenwood, a longtime neighborhood home for police officers and firefighters. Parishioners prayed for the Martinez family and Chicago's first responders. Chicago's first lady of children's music has died. Ella Jenkins died Saturday at age 100. She encouraged millions of kids to sing along with her in a career that spanned more than 60 years. Jenkins recorded more than 40 albums, received a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award, and saw her work immortalized in the Library of Congress. It was another tough loss for the Chicago Bears yesterday, as they fell 19-3 at home against the New England Patriots. The Bears were down 13-3 at the half and were booed by fans as they left the field. Williams was sacked 9 times and passed for just 120 yards. The Bears are now 4-5 as they head into the toughest part of their schedule. Today's weather, it's going to be cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. And tomorrow we're expecting mostly sunny skies with the high sitting right at 50 degrees. That's it for The Rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.